Well, a surge of support from premiers, politicians and the general public has prompted the Prime Minister to increase the number of Syrian refugees Australia accepts. As we just heard, Tony Abbott is expected to announce a generous boost to the number of Syrian refugees, as well as extra dollars for the agencies that help people who have fled extremism. The PM will also formalise the government's plan to allow the Air Force to target members of Islamic State in Syria. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Federal Cabinet will finalise the plan this morning. A source says it will be a generous outcome and the refugees will get permanent protection rather than temporary visas. It's not clear yet how many extra people will be accepted. Labor argues Australia should take 10,000 more people within a year. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, says it will be a considered and measured response.
That is appropriate for a country like Australia that takes its international obligations seriously.
Ms Bishop's told Sky, Australia will pick the refugees it takes.
We will focus on women and children and families of the persecuted minorities, for example. Australia can say that. We can determine who will come.
Labor's Tanya Plibersek warns against discriminating.
In many instances, it will be ethnic minorities and religious minorities that are most at risk, women on their own, children who are unaccompanied. All of these are particularly vulnerable, and I'd expect our humanitarian policy to take account of that vulnerability. But the basis of our policy should not discriminate based on religion or ethnicity or gender.
A focus on families and children would mean the states have to find suitable housing and school places. But this move to boost refugee numbers is partly prompted by pressure from states and territories. The ACT's Multicultural Affairs Minister, Labor's Yvette Berry, wants to bring more refugees to Canberra.
Look, do you know what? We'll find a way. This is about providing people with a chance who are escaping circumstances none of us can really comprehend. We'll work it out. We've done it before. And we'll work with the organisations who have the expertise to support these people.
But Ms Berry also urges the federal government not to discriminate.
Seriously, I think that would be a really tragic decision for the federal government to make if they were to base it on a person's religion or the way they look.
The government's also expected to announce more funding for refugee agencies. Labor's Tanya Plibersek says the opposition believes it should be an extra $100 million.
The UNHCR needs a very substantial extra amount of funding.
While it does more to support the victims of the Syrian crisis, the government's also going to extend military action over the Syrian border, targeting IS supply lines and military bases. But unlike Iraq, Syria's government hasn't asked for Australia's involvement in its country, making it legally questionable. The government justifies the move across the border using the principle of collective self-defence. It would be joining other nations, including the United States, Turkey and the United Kingdom, which has carried out lethal drone strikes in Syria. Labor's demanding a more thorough government explanation for the Syrian expansion.
That report from Louise Yaxley.